This past week, I attended a writer's retreat near Nashville, Tennessee, and during an afternoon break, a most mesmerizing moment occurred. I walked down the hill from Northwind Manor and entered the neighborhood greenway, which followed alongside Mill Creek. I came upon a high footbridge above the creek. There was a breeze above the water passing over the bridge. The coolness of the breeze in the 80-degree heat, the shade, the laughing rapids, the verdancy of it all was intoxicating. I felt like a dry canvas drinking up the abundant lavishness of paint from an impressionist paintbrush. In the 4 to 5 minutes I breathed and soaked all of this in, the spirit revealed and told me about myself. I was starved for this. My soul was momentarily sapped, and I had stepped into a complete surprise in a simple setting most, perhaps, would find no awe in. Yet awe met me there. For me, it was a thin place.
Have you considered all the odds, girl, that you would yet exist? And do the numbers tell you how long will you persist? And say you're not a miracle, wrapped in thought and flesh. If you think it's not the case, girl, does it make you any less?
Step away, now from the white noise. And bring your heart in from this world. Step away, now from the white noise. For the re-enchanted world. There's trouble down the pipe, son, and some of it you can't resist. But then again, you're still alive, son. It only plagues those who exist. Find the strength of God in life, son. There's more joy than pain in it. And there are dreams still in the night, son. Promise me you won't forget.
So step away, step away now from the white noise. And bring your heart in from this world. So step away, now from the white noise. And bring your heart in from this world. Re-enchanted world. I know that you've never been satisfied. I know that you've never been satisfied with the numbers and the figures, but there's something still to find. Yeah, there's magic in the night. There's a spirit in the night. I know that you've never been satisfied. I know that you've never been satisfied with the numbers and the figures, but there's something still to find. Yeah, there's magic in the night, there's a spirit in the night. I know that you've never been satisfied. I know that you've never been satisfied with the numbers and the figures, but there's something still to find. Yeah, there's magic in the night, there's a spirit in the night.
Step away from the white noise.
Bring your heart in, bring your heart in from the story.
Well, there you are, and welcome to Redemption's Table. I'm Robert Barge, your host. Glad you've come to the table today. That was yet another great song from singer-songwriter John Mark McMillan. John Mark has written King of My Heart and How He Loves, among others, and this is the fourth song of his we have featured off of his 2023 album, Deep Magic. This one also features Owl City. John Mark has allowed us to share his music through MusicBed, and I encourage you to explore his music on your favorite streaming platform. Sometime in the mid-2000s, I began to connect a little deeper with art, and I was fascinated and moved by impressionistic art, in particular the works of Vincent van Gogh and Claude Monet. And I remember having this moment on St. Simon's Island. We had stepped into the Wallen Gallery, featuring the work of Ken Wallen, a local artist along the Georgia coast. And Ken was an impressionist. His canvases were thick with globs of bright colors, created in such a way to add this amazing texture. And I was particularly drawn to one of Ken's seascapes. I stepped into the painting, closer than you would ordinarily view artwork, and I noticed the pixelation of his craft. I saw various shades of blue, dark greens, and flecks of yellow and red, and probably more colors than that, but it was incredible. You could see the intentionality of detail that added to the beauty of the painting when you stepped back from it and saw the entirety of the work. I've never forgotten that moment, even though that was 19 summers ago. It reminded me of the afternoon I came home from school one day as a boy, and a brand new Philco color television was set up in our den. We had a black and white TV before that, and I sprawled out in the den floor, and I remember watching the Sergeant Jack show featuring Dick Tracy cartoons on Channel 42 out of Birmingham, and I was enthralled. And I did what every kid probably did back then. I was drawn into the screen. It would sometimes sit so close I could see the hundreds of multicolored dots that made up the greater image. And I heard those famous words from my mom and dad. Every child has heard them. Don't sit so close to the screen. You'll ruin your eyes. Now I'm grateful to say I have never had to have prescription glasses in my life. But I am still being drawn into the pixels. Perhaps you are as well. And if you're not, I would highly recommend it. Let me explain. We walk, run, drive, jog, fly, sail, zip line through a world of incredible detail. No matter where you live, there is enough going on around you throughout your day to fill an entire chapter of your autobiography, if you were writing it. Now, obviously, all details are not equal. Buttoning up your shirt or selecting which pair of shoes you will wear as you walk into your day probably wouldn't make it into your journal, much less your life story. But would you not agree? You are swirling past hundreds of points of data per hour. Research reports we think anywhere between 15,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day, and we make 35,000 remotely conscious decisions. That's a blur, folks. That's what's going on in the zoomed out portion of our kaleidoscopes. With that much thought and activity, isn't it possible we're missing out on some of the most important moments of our day, each and every day? And that's where I encourage you to zoom in. At least once a day, sometimes more than that, to catch more of those God gifts, God winks, to realize more of those spirit whispers, to see the way that God is orchestrating in blessing your life, the truth that tells you who you are and who God is, the fuller life who is waiting to be invited in, the way, the truth, the life. That's Jesus. John 14:6, go check it out. By zooming into your day, you are drawn in to the pixels. As Rich Mullins described it in his song, Here in America, if I were a painter, I do not know which I'd paint. The calling of the ancient stars or assembling of the saints. And there's so much beauty around us for just two eyes to see. But everywhere I go, I'm looking. You may be asking, how do you draw into the pixels, to the details? How do you do that? Well, here's my daily spiritual practice that has led me to become even more aware of all the pixels. And it has caused me to be, as Rich describes in his song, everywhere I go, I'm looking, and everywhere I go, I'm listening. Sometime in the early quiet hours of each new day, I re-examine the day before. Once in a while, I will do this at night, but mostly I do this in the morning. I re-examine the day before. I go back through yesterday, considering every moment, every conversation, looking for details, asking, what was the most important thing that happened yesterday? The most important detail, the most important moment, the most important sentence I read or thought that hit me. Where did I see God yesterday? Where did God show up? And I sit in those questions, and I listen to the yesterday God allowed me to live. I cannot tell you how many times, by going through that extra measure of remembering, my drawing into the pixels, I cannot tell you how many times I am surprised. My surprise comes because I didn't necessarily catch it in the moment it happened. Only reflection revealed it to me. That's like getting a double dose of awe. Awe in the moment itself and awe in the recognition of it. And then I write it down either in my journal or in my ongoing gratitude notebook. And then I pause again at the start of every week and I re-examine all the gifts I'm thankful for from the week before. And I was doing this very thing Monday morning when today's podcast idea, drawn into the pixels, rose like incense from the altar of thanksgiving. And there are two incredible bonuses that have come to my life because of this spiritual practice. One, I catch more moments in my day as they unfold. I am more aware of what's going on around me throughout the day. I pick up more in conversations. I'm discovering new songs or appreciating old classics. I hear more birdsong. And then there are moments like the one described at the start of today's episode, standing on a footbridge above Mill Creek, and being mesmerized by a simple yet holy extravagance and being taught by it. That happened, and I wasn't even on vacation. A few weeks back, I had the thought, and I wrote it down, attention is my creditor. I pay him every day. What I receive in return is worth every debit to my account. So one, I catch more moments in my day as they unfold. And two, by drawing into the pixels, by zooming in and zooming out, in a mystery I do not fully comprehend, my life seems slower, fuller, richer. It's as if living in this kaleidoscopic way has enhanced my 24-hour days with an eternal quality. When I reflect on the events of a single week, it seems as if they happened a month ago because so much has taken place since then. If you're paying attention to more details of all that is happening around you, more of your senses are engaged, more truth and more awe is pouring in. In Jesus' parable of the talents, those who have been faithful with what they have been given will be given more. And perhaps this sheds some light to the mystery I'm describing. Well, thanks for sitting at the table with me for these few moments. I hope some of today proves helpful. I hope it pulls you away from the white noise and into the real world. And if this episode speaks to you, would you pause and think of friends or family who might receive something from it as well? And then send them the link. pass it on. Click the stars and leave a review if you've never done so. I'm borrowing a line from Charlie Peacock's podcast because he said it so well. The more listens, downloads, stars, and comments we receive, the more that Redemption's Table, the podcast you already enjoy, gets put in front of new eyes and ears. And be ready next week. We have a very special guest coming, Courtney Ellis. I'm so excited. She's a pastor, podcaster, author, and bird enthusiast. It's going to be a great way to greet summer solstice. So until next time, the next time you read or hear Party of Redemption, your table is now available.
Never been satisfied. I know that you've never been satisfied with the numbers and the figures, but there's something still to find. Yeah, there's magic in the night, there's a spirit in the night.